you know, BPM, the acronym, really stands for business process management, and it's all about, you know, automating and improving your business process, and you know, drives a number of benefits that the government is especially concerned about: improved, you know, efficiencies and productivity, improved accountability, and, you know, improved visibility and transparency across your business process. So all keywords that the government is talking about, and I think now more than before, we're seeing a lot of interest in the federal government agencies for BPM technology.
So has BPM evolved over the years? Is it different from when we were talking about it in the 90s?
Certainly is. I mean, in the 90s, you heard probably the term workflow a lot.
Right.
And it was just about, you know, just organizing your work and routing your work, you know, and the applications were fairly basic in terms of review and approve and, you know. But BPM now is a much more sophisticated capability that not only allows you to, you know, just route your work and manage your work, but run analytics, you know, manage content, have built-in business rules. And so it's much more sophisticated and all-encompassing, and it's really a fundamental way of building, you know, process applications now that both federal agencies and large commercial enterprises have begun to adopt.
And how does BPM, in the end, help agencies operate better, faster, more efficiently?
So, you know, the key benefits are, you know, the parent ones are really productivity, where, you know, you're automating the work and you're taking away the manual components of it. Definitely visibility. One of the key issues that that BPM resolves is visibility across your business process. And if you think about a business process that typically, you know, spans different functions within your organizations or perhaps even different agencies in the federal government, and you really need visibility across that entire process. And BPM is very good at surfacing, metrics and reports as it relates to how well your process is performing. And then ultimately, I think it really drives accountability and transparency. So you can see very clearly how much time different people are taking, different agencies are taking as part of the business process. And it's very, very transparent to everybody participating and watching where the bottlenecks might be and how you could improve the process.
And is there some way of, I mean, is part of this actual measurement of what you're doing? And I mean, I know the Obama administration is so focused on performance. Part of this has to be very focused on performance.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there are key KPIs or key performance indicators that are set up in the system about how well a process should perform, and you can then, you know, basically run real-time reports while the process is in flight to see how well your process is performing, historical reports as well as predictive reports, how long a particular a task might take based on historical performance. So, you know, Appian software in particular is very, very strong on the analytics side, and really generating these reports for multiple roles within the process, and giving you visibility pretty much in real time about how well your process is performing against predefined KPIs.
Why, and yet, even all these years later, we've been working with business process management tools for a long time. And yet we're still focusing on improving performance. A lot of folks saying, hold on, we're not doing good enough. Is that because we're not using the tools as effectively as we can?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, first of all, it's a misnomer that, you know, you've got the perfect process. So we believe, you know, great processes are evolved, not invented, right? And you've really got to iterate and constantly improve. And the market dynamics are changing, right? So, you know, you're going to have to respond to, you know, competitive pressures. There may be consolidation in your market. Obviously, a lot of reform in the federal government, and now you need to embed different rules and regulations into your application to conform to these new regulations. So I think the gist of it is you constantly got to evolve and improve your business process to keep up with these changing dynamics and the changing regulation and reform. And that's why, you know, you can never say you're done. You need to be able to adapt and evolve continuously.
Mm. Talk a little bit, because you just completed a big deal. Well, you've been working at FDA for a while now, and have sort of cemented that agreement.
Yeah, so, you know, just to take a step back, the federal government is using BPM in a number of areas, Chris. You know, we have about 28 different agencies using our technology for applications like, you know, federal acquisition or procurement, you know, HR management, you know, program management, and then, you know, very classic case management. As a case solution. So what we had, and what we're finding, and I'll lead into the FDA question you just had, is that earlier people were doing point solutions, or we were calling them ankle biter applications. You know, very small applications, prove the concept, figure out if this thing really fits. What we're seeing now is that large agencies like the Office of Comptroller of Currency, U.S. Army, the FDA, Defense Acquisition University, are now adopting BPM in, you know, mission-critical ways and for mission-critical work. So to answer your question about the FDA, they had done a pilot with us just around one particular process and realized that BPM technology was really powerful and have now decided to, implement it agency-wide for a number of different applications. One of it is having to report on different information across the various FDA centers, you know, rolling up to the department CIO. So it's a process where they systematically roll up these information and get it to the CIO. iReview is another process that relates to automating the pre-market certification of medical devices in the Centers for Devices and Radiological Health, the CDRH. So this is what they had piloted and now are rolling out in a much more comprehensive way. There's another application they're looking at for tracking new medicines in the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine. And then another application for tracking new food additives and recipe changes in the FDA Center for Food Safety. So I think what agencies are finding, like the FDA, that the moment they get exposed to this technology, they're finding a number of use cases or business processes to improve and are now adopting it in a much more comprehensive way. So that the recent award that we got was just an indication that the FDA had truly seen the value of BPM.
Very nice. Anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
The other interesting aspect is the federal agencies are beginning to use BPM in the cloud. And we had our first implementation with the Department of Education for a BPM application in the cloud. It was a survey process. Hmm. And one of the interesting things that we announced recently is we received an ATO certification, authority to operate a hosted BPM system for the Department of Education. So we think this is the start of the federal government really beginning to adopt BPM in the cloud, and with the mandates that are coming from the Obama CIO, that we're primed to take advantage of this opportunity.
And cloud, this operating in the cloud differs how?
Well, so they don't have to install anything on premise, right? And in the case of Department of Education, we are teamed up with Amazon Web Services.
Yeah.
So we use Amazon's, EC2 cloud infrastructure, right, to host our software. And Department of Education is purely accessing that software in the cloud for a survey process. And so some of the benefits that they see as a result of it, they don't have to deploy servers and deploy the software in-house. They don't have to manage the ongoing maintenance of that particular application. And they get upgrades for free. You know, we are doing the upgrades transparently for them, so they don't really have to worry about, upgrading to a new version of the software. So the total cost of ownership really comes down. And I think as soon as the federal government gets warmed up to the fact that this is not a security threat and that this is an easy way to consume applications, I think we'll find a lot more BPM applications being used.
How much is the cloud in terms of BPM very popular in the private sector? Is there a difference between private sector and public sector in terms of cloud BPM usage?
The commercial sector is clearly ahead of the game. They've been using BPM in the cloud now, I want to say, for 18 to 24 months. Mm. And it started off for small applications where, you know, people are trying to, you know, try before you buy or let me prove the concept. But now what we're seeing in the commercial sector is large organizations in insurance, in financial services, are using this in the cloud for core mission critical work. I think the government is lagging, but I think with the mandates that are coming down from Vivek Kundra and the Obama administration, that I think, you know, people are warming up to the concept, and we have another federal agency, Library of Congress, who used to use our software on premise, and they have recently decided to move it in the cloud. Mm. For all the benefits that I just mentioned. So we're seeing the federal government, you know, beginning to catch up.